Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, December 9th, 2006, Georgia Gibbs, a jazz and pop singer who placed 9 songs in Billboard's top 40 between 1955 and 1958, dies of leukemia at the age of 88. She reached number 2 in 1955 with Tweedledee and topped the chart later that same year with Dance With Me Henry. Her final entry, the Hula Hoop song, stayed on the chart for just 1 week. On this day of 2005, Mike Botts, drummer for the soft rock band Bread, passes away in Burbank, California, one day after his 61st birthday, having suffered from colon cancer. On this day in 2003, Ozzy Osbourne is admitted to Wexham Park Hospital in Berkshire after being injured in a quad bike accident at his British home. The 55-year-old singer broke his collarbone, 8 ribs, and a vertebra in his neck. News of Osbourne's accident reached the House of Commons, where the government sent a goodwill message. On this day in 2002, Pat Boone makes an unlikely return to Billboard's Hot 100 after a 40-year absence. His new song, Under God, was written in response to a lawsuit filed in San Francisco by agnostic who claimed his daughter's constitutional rights were violated by having to say the words Under God when her school recites the Pledge of Allegiance. The record briefly rose to number 25, ahead of songs by the likes of Jennifer Lopez and Jay-Z. Boone's last top 40 hit was Speedy Gonzales, which made it to number 6 in 1962. On this day in 1995, the surviving members of the Grateful Dead officially disband the group following Jerry Garcia's death in August. On this day in 1989, Billy Joel begins a 2-week run at number 1 with We Didn't Start the Fire. On this day in 1988, according to a poll released in the U.S., the music of Neil Diamond was favored as the best background music during sex. Beethoven was the second choice, and Luther Vandross was voted third. And on this day, December 9th, 1963, the first Supremes album, Meet the Supremes, is released by Motown Records. The LP contained their first Billboard Top 40 hit. What's that hit? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, December 9th, 1963, the first Supremes album, Meet the Supremes, is released by Motown. The album contained their first Billboard Top 40 hit. Did you know an original copy of the album, Meet the Supremes, could sell for $1,000 today? Here are the Supremes with their first hit, When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes.